And we're also hearing that lots of train services are cancelled again today. A do not travel warning in place for lots of the operators. Let's bring in Bruce Williamson from the campaign organisation Rail Future. Thanks for joining us this morning. Why do we see such significant disruption on the trains when the weather heats up?
Well, it's about the heat, and it's about the effect that the heat has mostly on the rails. The rails themselves want to expand in the heat, and that causes a risk of buckling, which would be disastrous because the trains would fall off the track. So either, you know, in severe cases, it means that the line has to be shut entirely, which I think has happened, actually, in the last couple of days, or the trains have to slow down just to put less wear and tear on the track. And of course, you know, you slow down trains, that has all sorts of knock-on effects for scheduling. So it can be very, very disruptive.
Is there any way of getting around it? Or are we going to face this every time that we have any kind of extreme heat, that the trains simply won't be able to cope? Is there any way of, I don't know, retrofitting the rails in any particular way?
Well, you may occasionally notice that sometimes the rails are painted white. That's one of the things they do to try and reflect a little bit of heat. The rails are tensioned. They're sort of adjusted to the average British temperature. So in summer, they're trying to sort of, you know, push the rails out. And in winter, they're really tight, wanting to go bing. Now, they can be readjusted for, you know, higher temperatures. But that runs the risk that in winter, you know, a severe frost might cause disruption. But yeah, I think a review of what our average temperature is like to be in this country might be a solution.
And there is a bit of a reputation, a stereotype, I don't know, that any time we get any kind of extreme weather, whether it is extreme heat or whether it is very, very cold weather or it's heavy rain, that the railways can't simply cope with it. Is that true, or is it just simply taking safety into effect and just making sure that everyone keeps safe?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the wrong sort of sunshine, I suppose, is what you're saying, isn't it? You know, it is about safety, you know, and I know we had an accident recently where sadly the driver died, but, you know, we mustn't forget that Britain's railways remain incredibly safe. We have an excellent safety record, and it's, you know, by taking these sorts of precautions, you know, and not being, you know, arrogant and flippant and carefree about the safety on the railways, that, you know, we do maintain a safe railway. So sometimes the disruption is the price you pay for getting there safely in the end.
What about the conditions on the trains themselves? We know that the more modern stock have air conditioning and other measures to keep passengers cool, but some of the older trains, I mean, they are absolutely stifling, aren't they?
Yeah, but almost all trains have air conditioning these days, and you know, the hot weather puts extra stress on the air conditioning units, which in turn means that they might be more likely to fail. And if you have a train without windows and the air conditioning fails, then obviously you're sitting in a kind of greenhouse oven, and you can't use the train, and you have to sort of get the passengers off. And that, of course, in turn causes extra disruption. And there's other factors as well. You know, it puts extra stress on the engines. If you've got diesel engines, you know, they're more at risk of overheating. Also, the overhead lines also, suffer from heat expansion, and that they have to be tensioned to exactly the right tension. So that causes potential problems there, which also means that trains have to run slower. So, yeah, it just puts stress on the system in so many ways that, you know, some sort of disruption is inevitable. But, you know, our trains are actually more reliable than the German trains at the moment. So, you know, we're not by any means, you know, exceptional in that regard.
Good to know. Okay, thank you for joining us this morning. Good to talk to you. Bruce Williamson from the campaign organisation Rail Future.